Hey guys, welcome back to our show, Fierce Minds. So today we're talking about, I'm super excited about this topic, the movie Encanto. If you haven't heard about it, you're probably living under a rock or you don't have kids. But it's a new Disney movie and we are going to kind of break it down for you and talk all about it.
Well, I don't have any kids, but I have seen the movie and it's all over TikTok, basically everywhere.
So I'm just going to do a quick rundown about the movie for anyone that hasn't seen it. So the movie is based on a family that's from Colombia. They have a grandma, which is the abuela, and she has three kids. And all three of them have magical powers. One of them, like, her emotions show up in the weather. One of them can cook and cure somebody, like, of diseases and stuff like that. And then the third one is a guy and he can predict the future. That's Bruno. And they all have kids, which also have magical powers. One of the kids is super strong. The other one can, like, make flowers and is, like, perfect and pretty. And then one of them can talk to animals. And so one of the kids doesn't have any magical powers. And so the movie is kind of based on her finding who she is, and kind of it's a whole family dynamic with the abuela, because she kind of looks down on her because she doesn't have any magical powers, and how she has to kind of find her way with the abuela and make amends with her to save the whole family from losing powers. So I just want to say that Disney did an amazing job with these characters. I mean, the diversity that they put into the movie is just so visible and so well done. Like, they really took in account the culture that the characters were coming from. They showed the culture in the house, the neighborhood, the clothes that they were wearing, the skin color, the hair type. It was all included. Like, if you were a child at home watching this movie, you found yourself in one of those characters. And it's crazy because even if you were an adult watching the movie, you could relate to so many of the characters. So, I mean, it just makes me so happy as a mom to see Disney doing something like that. Like, the other day we went to Target, we bought one of the dolls, and the character's name is Isabella, and we bought the doll and she had, like, thick black hair. She was like a darker brown skin doll, and my daughter was just so happy, and it made me so happy to see her, like, holding not like a blonde hair blue eye Barbie. So go Disney, and I can't wait to see, like, all the different type of movies that they're gonna make with this type of diversity in mind.
I also feel like Disney does a great job keeping the kids entertained, but also as an adult, when I was watching this, I got emotional because I was able to relate to this movie on so many levels, like growing up in a brown family and like certain characters, like I was like trying to hold back my tears. So one of the characters, Lisa, she's the older sister, and she, like, throughout the movie, she's like this very strong and is helping the whole entire town while holding like the family together and helping the family. And like there's a part where Maribel goes up to her and is like trying to figure out what's happening to the magic, and so she goes up to Lisa and like Lisa sings this song, what's the song called?
Under the Surface.
Under the Surface, yes. And she talks about just how much pressure she has on herself. And I feel like growing up as an older sister, did you feel like you had like that pressure?
Yeah, for sure. Like, growing up as an older sister, I feel like, especially in a brown family, I feel like you do have a lot of pressure. And that character really did, like it hit the nail. I mean, it was very descriptive. And I loved the way, like, how the song had so much meaning to it. And the kids were so entertained because they have, like, these little donkeys, like, dancing in the background. But if you really listen to the lyrics, she was saying so much more. Like, she talks about, like, how she's the older sister and she, the family, like, the parents and stuff expect her to be strong, to be, like, the role model sibling. But she has all this anxiety and all this, like, stress underneath, but she can't show it because, you know.
Yeah. There's, like, this part in the song where it goes, give it to your sister. And it's basically like, give it to your sister and wonder if the same pressure would bring you down. And I felt like that was so powerful because sometimes we do put so much pressure on people and we just never wonder, like, what if we had the same pressure? Would that totally, like, bury us? Would we be able to handle it?
Kind of like what I liked about that song is there's this one part where she's like on this tightrope and she's like, I have to juggle all this stuff, and I'm trying to be strong, but like I feel like I'm in a circus. So I think a lot of us feel that way, and it doesn't even have to be like in a sibling setting. It could be like in a parent setting, a girlfriend setting, or whatever. Like sometimes you just have so much pressure and you're trying to be strong and you're like sitting in the bathroom and crying and then putting yourself back together and you go back to like work or whatever, right? So it's very relatable. So I feel like a good lesson learned from her character is that if you are carrying like a lot of weight and you are feeling that way, that it's okay to kind of show that other side of you, and like it's okay to be vulnerable and kind of be like, I have anxiety. I feel like I'm caring too much, and like even though you're trying to protect the people around you, you're hurting yourself, so you can't continue to protect the people around you if you're gonna slowly die from the inside. So I feel like that movie really shines light on that, and a lot of people will relate to it, and hopefully like they will, like, you know, we're talking about it right now, so hopefully they'll start talking about like mental health and how important it is to share these thoughts and these kind of things to get help.
So the next character we have is Isabella. Isabella, basically in the movie, is the perfect daughter with the beautiful flowers, hair, like nothing she does is wrong. And then we see, as I guess, spoiler alert, we see throughout the movie that she actually does have a different side, but she has to keep it hidden because of the grandma, because she wanted to make sure the grandma was always happy and everything she did was according to what she thought Isabella should be. But growing up, when I had to relate to like the movie, I always thought you were Isabella.
That's really so funny.
Because I feel like ever, like being the middle child, we were always told like, look at your older sister, or look how perfectly she does this, or look how perfect this is done. And I always had to kind of be in the shadow and portray that level. And I was kind of like the worst anxiety or insecurities because I would be like, oh, I'll never live up to that expectation.
Yeah. And I agree. I do agree. I think that when I was growing up, like our parents, being coming from an Indian family, our parents did put a lot of pressure on us, and especially on me because I was the older child. And it was kind of like, oh, we want you to go to med school. We want you to get perfect grades. We want you to like dress like this and like be a certain way. Because that's just the culture that they grew up in. So they didn't know any better.
So looking at, since you have two kids now, and from the way we grew up, what would you do different? Like for the new generation out there, like what would you do different?
So I think it is so important for parents to not like kind of put their expectations on their child so hard that they forget to explore and like be themselves. Like, I think that parents should be able to, the child should be able to communicate with the parents. And a lot of times we felt like we couldn't talk to our parents because they just wouldn't listen. They wouldn't understand. And there was that cultural difference because we grew up here, they grew up in India. But I feel like even with that, it's so important to kind of like zone into your child and be like, okay, what do you want to do? This is what you want to do, that's great, but maybe this might be better, or maybe you have other options, but maybe we could explore them all. Like, as a parent, you're going to always have your child's best interests, but I feel like you can't lose your child in the process.
All right, so next we have the main character, Maribel. I loved Maribel, and I understand where she was coming from. The girl just wanted her family to be happy, and she was just trying to figure out how to make everyone happy because her happiness comes from looking and making sure everyone was happy. I also feel like since she's the only one who didn't have powers, she felt like she had to do something extraordinary big to make the grandma proud of her, because you see throughout the movie she's working so hard to get her family to be proud of her, to get her family to actually see her, because she feels so invisible in that whole family with everybody just having the powers and her being the only individual one that doesn't. So what did you think?
So, yeah, I loved her character. I think that it was really nice to see her character kind of grow throughout the movie. So at first she's like timid and like you said, she's trying to impress the abuela and like the family. But then like later on, she is the only one that stands up to the grandma. So she kind of like, it's so nice to kind of see her break out of her shell and like stand up for what she thinks is right and finally speak up for herself. The other thing I loved about Mirabelle is how Disney made her character. Like, she was so relatable in the movie with, like, the short curly hair. She had glasses on. She was curvy. She was kind of short. Like, it was just, it wasn't like a Disney princess out there. It was like this, like, cute little girl with her little like backpack. Yes, an everyday girl. Like, the kids watching probably were like, oh my gosh, because my daughter will like put glasses, yeah, fake glasses on now, and the little book bag, like not the book bag, the purse, and she'll like run around the house being like, I'm gonna make my family proud. Like, it's so cute. All right, so from cute little Mirabelle, now we're gonna talk about big bad abuela. So she is like the main, almost the main character, or kind of like the villain, because Disney always has a villain in the movie, and she kind of like dominates over the whole family, and she is the one that's kind of making them not be themselves. What do you think about her?
So, if you see that, another spoiler alert, I'm like giving all the spoilers here. So if you haven't seen the movie, go see it before listening to this podcast. Towards the end of the movie, we see that she goes through this tragic where her husband gets killed, like in this like war they're going through. And we see like that's when the whole magic comes through, because it's there to protect her and her three kids. And I think as she gets older, she is so determined to protect the magic, because in her head, that's the only thing that will keep her family together, that she doesn't see anything else.
Right. And so I did some reading on like generational trauma, and it happens in a lot of families, and especially in families from different cultures, where the parents will just, they like are so stubborn in their ways, and something traumatic happened to them back in their life, and they bring that trauma, and it just passes on for generation to generation. And I was reading this book by Pamela Alexander on cycles of trauma and violence, and she talks about like things that you see will show up in families, like families being people in the family being super anxious, not being able to communicate with each other, and just like so many things that we saw in the movie, she talks about in the book. So they really, like, Disney did a great job pulling that in and kind of making it into a kids movie, but it had a much deeper meaning with mental health in it.
So should we talk about Bruno?
Oh yeah, of course, we can't not talk about Bruno. So my man Bruno, I mean, his character, there's so much going on with his character. So when I was like doing some research online about how people felt about the characters, a lot of them said that they thought Bruno had OCD because he did a lot of the like knock on wood and then knocking on his head and like throwing the salt. But I felt like that wasn't OCD. I feel like that's a very cultural thing. And like a lot of like families like from India too, they believe in like superstitious stuff like that. So like I feel like the knocking on wood, my mom does a lot of that, like knock on wood. I don't think that was really OCD, right?
No, that's just like my mom threw, like I till this day will knock on wood or like throw salt over my shoulder, because nobody wants bad luck.
So. right. But he was definitely like the outcast of the family. And I think it's just because he was telling them what the future was, like, don't you think?
Yeah, I think people, sometimes when the truth hurts, people don't like to hear it. And I think that was the case with Bruno. And I also feel like that was one of the main reasons he was getting all this negativity from his family, is because the grandmother really wanted it to be the perfect family. And with him bringing this bad news to the village, or just giving predictions that no one really liked, was not portraying the perfect family. In the movie, Bruno runs away from the family, like no one really knows where he disappeared to. And I feel like that happens when we have to keep this all in, and finally we can't take it anymore, and the only option that we have is since we can't stand up, we can't say what's really on our mind, we just escape and we run away to finally get like a little peace of mind. But it's sadly, you really don't have the peace of mind, because you're still missing your family so much, and you still would do anything to just be back with them.
So there's another article that I read online by Genesis Rivas, and it's about how Gen Zs are breaking toxic cycles of trauma in their families. And it's such a good read because it talks about how Gen Z is much more bold and they're much more outspoken. And I think it has to do with a lot of like the social media and kind of because they're always like outspoken on all those platforms that they have more courage and more strength to kind of stand up to their parents as well. So they are really the group of kids that are kind of breaking that trauma and not letting it get passed down to their generation and forward. So I think that's like super cool that like the kids are getting that confidence to be able to do something like that. And I also want to say, like, go Disney for making a movie that is allowing us to even have these like heavy topics. Like, seriously. I mean, what would we say about Cinderella? Like, she got saved by the prince. Yay! I want to live in a castle. But like, I just like was blown away and I just can't wait to see them make more movies like this. It's just so cool that we are talking about a kids Disney movie.
Yeah. All right, so that's enough talk about Bruno, and that was our second episode. We hope you guys enjoy and go watch the movie. It really is a really good movie, and we'll see you next Monday for episode 3.